Greg, good to have you back here. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. I appreciate that. Again, follow me on social media at Steve Gruber on Getter, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and so on and so forth. And you can find me on Facebook. 100,000 plus people can't be wrong. You should join them on Facebook and on Getter, growing every day. So the biggest problem when it comes to voting blocks and demographics, remember that the Democrats have been saying this for years. Well, the white people are going to die off, and we're going to have this insurgence of people of color, and we're going to therefore take over, and we'll win every election. It'll be a one-party rule, except that it hasn't worked out. Because the Democrats took for granted the Latino vote. They took for granted that they would be entitled to the vote of all Hispanic people in America, right? Right now, according to brand new polling from Quinnipiac, released yesterday, Hispanics have the lowest approval rating of the president of any group. 26% approval rating among Hispanics, the largest minority group, the biggest voting bloc for minorities in America at about, 18%? 26% approval rate. That's it. That's it. And think about this. The highest approval ratings he has from any subset, 45% from people over 65. But black voters still give him an approval rating of 63%. That's dramatically low for black voters who historically vote 90% for Democrats. Not quite sure why that is. 85% of the Americans asked believe that there's a recession on the way. Let me get to a couple of other numbers that I find quite interesting here. Russia's invasion, only 44% of us approve of his handling, Joe Biden's handling of that. When it comes to the Mexican border, 28% approve of how that's getting handled, 28%. And on the economy, 32%, 63% disapprove of how the economy is being handled. By the way, 54% say that Donald Trump should be back on Twitter. Now, I want to go to these demographics of it because it's important to understand where people stand, where your neighbors are. The door is wide open to get rid of this socialist experiment once and for all. We can do this, but you have to stand up, push back, be heard, make sure there's election integrity where you are, be a poll watcher, get involved however you can, make sure it's done right. By the way, all the clamoring about Georgia and the new Jim Crow and Joe Biden, Jim Crow, I knew Jim Crow. Yeah, I'm sure you did, Mr. President. They have set all-time records now for early voting. Three times what it was in 2018. Three times. And they're saying it was going to be voter suppression. Well, apparently not. Three times as many people have voted this year, 2022, than did in 2018 at the same time. I mean, I know Democrats are lousy at math, but they can realize that this thing is bigger than this thing. This one's greater than. Remember the little alligator? Okay. All right. So, in age groups, I want you to hear this. 18 to 34, only 27% approve what Joe Biden is doing. 61% disapprove. I'm telling you, this younger group of people is more conservative than the group that's a little bit older. And it bears out in the numbers. Those that are 35 to 49, 32% approve. 62% reject it. 50 to 64, 38% approval. 57% reject it. Among men, 29% approve. Women, 35% approve. Among whites, 32% approve. Black, 63%, I just told you. And Hispanic voters, only 26% approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing. That is going to be his destruction. And the things that really affect the Hispanic, the Latino voters, they have a close, knit relationship with the Roman Catholic Church. They believe in faith. They believe in family. They believe in this country. They believe the border should be secured. But when it comes to those cultural issues, this is where the Democrats lose them. And so I want to take you to the dumbest thing I've heard all week. The dumbest thing that I've heard all week, because this is the sort of thing that turns Latino voters away and a lot of other people as well. It is a Democrat testifying on Capitol Hill about whether men can be pregnant or have abortions. It's the dumbest thing I've heard maybe my whole life. Listen to this.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
I believe that everybody can identify for themselves. Yeah. Men? Babies? Sure, of course they can. Why wouldn't they? My life is a cartoon. How are you? Isn't everything wonderful? Except for those evil Republicans.
Yeah. That's why thinking Americans, the folks, you, are rejecting Democrats across the board the same reason Latinos are. They just happen to feel a bit stronger about it than the average American, quite a bit stronger. They believe in their faith and their family in this country. They also believe the border should be secured. And so when Democrats took Hispanic voters for granted, they were wrong to do so. By the way, meanwhile, Kamala Harris, she's still an idiot. In case you were wondering, Kamala Harris, still an idiot. So there you have it, 26% that support the Democrats from the Latino voting blocs. That's going to be devastating. I mean, absolutely devastating. You take a shift of that size, of that subsect of voters, it impacts everything. I mean, you look what happened in Virginia, for example. That was a big part of Governor Glenn Youngkin's winning coalition, all right? Meanwhile, something that hasn't gotten a lot of conversation but should, the Hunter Biden scandal. The Hunter Biden scandal could soon engulf the entire West Wing and more. More information rolls out, showing Joe Biden lied about his dealings with his son's business ventures, both on the campaign trail and as president. He lied about it, all right? Listen to this.
Then-candidate Joe Biden denied his son profited off a China connection.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company. A snapshot of Hunter Biden's spending shows that for about 5 months in late 2017 and early 2018, he spent more than $200,000 a month on things like luxury hotel rooms, cash withdrawals, dental work, and payments on a Porsche, according to documents on the hard drive, a time period in which Hunter Biden has acknowledged struggling with drug addiction.
The immediate focus appears to be for both the president and Hunter Biden is whether or not there'll be any charges as a result of this federal criminal investigation.
Criminal investigation is the key term there. Anyhow, $11 million in the 5 years from 2013 to 2018. That's what Hunter Biden brought in from these things that he was not making money on. From these entanglements, that's where Hunter Biden was making money, all right? This part of the program brought to you by WellConnect. As you see the price of energy going up, WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can connect to your system. If you live in the country and have a well, you can use your well water as a renewable source of energy to heat and cool your home and save 70%. 70% is what you could save using a WellConnect. Absolutely true. Go to WellConnectGeo.com. You can learn more. Looking for dealers, they are as well. WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.